all. This is Chad speaking.
Hey, Chad, is Lou there?
Lou is actually out for the rest of the week. He's up in Michigan on a business meeting. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, is maybe Paul there?
Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, okay. Hang on just a second.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Paul speaking.
Hey, Paul, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, just wanted to get in, back in touch with you. We were in contact, a couple months back. I'm not sure you remember, but you mentioned you had some plans, for a loan, consolidation and refinancing.
Yep. We're still in the same spot we've been, and honestly, you'd be kind of a little silly to take a risk with us right now. But Lou Lou's got all the information. They're not any closer to doing any new machine work. We're still kind of digging out from some other long-term stuff.
Right.
If they could actually, I'm hoping they finally listen. Somebody, I shouldn't say they, somebody finally listened to me last month when I explained to, either start hitting number X or all of our discussions are going to be over.
Right.
Honestly, I think that because we had such a horrible month last month, although, while I got you on the phone, I'm actually going to learn something.
Yeah.
This month is actually looking not horrible. Let's see, what's it look like? Ta-da.
So why was last month? Go ahead.
About 30% down from what it needed to be.
Wow, what caused that?
Us.
That's like just management or the.
Just piss poor planning and execution.
Okay.
And put us right in a big hole. But basically, what I'm thinking, again from what I'm seeing is if I believe I've said this before, but I believe I finally got through to these people. And if they do, I laid it out in terms that, a five-year-old can understand. Here's the number you got to hit, and you got to hit it every month. I don't mean every other month, every month. And the first month you hit it, it's not going to make any difference. The second month you hit it, you're going to feel like maybe it feels like it did. Third month, you're going to be confident that it made a difference, but not enough. Do that for 6 months. You do that for 6 months, it changes something. You do that for a year. So, they do that for a year, and then we're sitting on the rocket launching pad ready to take off.
Right.
And I think if they get to, in my opinion, unless they really exceed the numbers that I put forth, if they get to where I said per month for the next 12 months, at that point, they will be seriously considering taking on possibly another debt for a brake press, which would be about $250,000.
Right.
Understanding.
And with
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, do you guys already have one in operation? So it'd be.
We have one and a half brake presses. Neither one of them is particularly efficient. We are certainly. Limited because of them.
Right.
If they were able to get them, it would certainly allow some more efficiencies and would allow us to go after some different types of business. But we just, can't pull it off right now. So.
Right. So with that, how many, what's your quota? You guys trying to hit an X amount of, production, how many units you need to make, in a certain month? Is that what you're shooting for, or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's roughly a number of units that's tied to, roughly tied to a dollar.
Uh-huh.
you know, we need, and obviously some of the units we send out of here, we'll send one out of here that's $8,000 a day. I don't even, you know, maybe it's $10,000. Mm-hmm. Almost don't count that. I'm counting, you know, I'm just doing a ballpark of saying three units a week. We need 3 units a week at minimum of 17. That gets us 51. Mm-hmm. And then we need a certain amount of output from our machine shop. And then we have other small units. You know, we probably do $10,000 a month in parts and small stuff. And
right.
Another, you know, another few thousand, you know, broken out across the board. But if we can continue to hit that, it will be, you know, like I said, each month we pay off, you know, one more car payment, if you will, one more.
Right.
You know, payment on a current machine that we have or what have you. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're a couple of years from any of those falling off. And that's the key, is if we can continue to produce. You know, I understand that the more we produce, the more we're going to consume as far as materials, but that's a small enough portion of it. And we have to do it without any more headcount, which I've talked to these guys about. So, you know, you've got the headcount. And we've made some reductions in that, too, recently, thank God.
Yeah.
One of them needed to go. But, you know, we need, as long as we can produce, we should be able to produce more than we have with the headcount that we've got. If we can hit X number without putting more capital in right now and more manpower in right now, you know, the only thing that doesn't flow to the bottom line is, you know, 5% more in electric bill and materials. So a good portion of that flows to the bottom line, which allows us to, you know, the flexibility of being able to get some things under control. But yeah, I would guess, honestly, we're probably looking at now, we're probably looking at next summer before they're going to be able to do anything, you know, before it makes any sense to even try. But
right.
Yeah, I put all this stuff in front of Lou, and even though he's on the road right now, just got an email from him.
Okay.
You know, we should, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's next summer, because I'm going to fight them if they try to do anything before that.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. So, and with that, do you think they can, they weren't hitting those marks because they didn't have the machine, or they don't have the resources to, or why are they kind of fighting on it?
I think that we were not hitting the mark because of piss poor planning. As an example,
right.
We built a custom engineered, I say engineer, but custom designed product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in order to get 3 of them out a week, when I have Mike Sanborn coming in here for a unit, and he arrives on a Monday morning, and we don't have all the specifications about what the hell he wants in the unit,
mm-hmm.
Now I've got 4 guys out there working to get him out of here, when it should have been 2 guys, 2 and a half guys for 2 days, it was 4 guys for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so now you're losing, yeah, you're losing another.
Yeah, now I'm losing the you know, the next unit that I could have got out in that week. So we are making changes to several things, but one of them is we're shifting around some responsibilities. And look, you want, you know, if you're taking an order from a unit, get the stuff together. You know, I understand people are going to want changes when they come in. That's part of the beast. But mm-hmm. I need to have 85% of what the hell does this unit need, you know, before we even release the order to the floor.
Do we
need, you know, a drill press? Does this need, you know, special doors on it? Does it need a special hitch? What the hell does it need?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the dividers going? Where's the shelves going? Where's what going? So that we know ahead of time. You know, and again, if I have a guy we often have guys come in here, like they'll come in on a Monday, wanting, you know, and planning on staying overnight, watching some of their unit get built, and walk out of here the following day, or drive out of here the following day with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want, when the guy rolls in here, say noon on a Monday, I want to get to the point where, you know, the whole damn thing is built, except what do we got to put into it for him?
Right.
So that he rolls out of here at you know, 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning instead of 6:30 at night on Tuesday, because that's costing me overtime and costing, you know, pissed off employees because they had to stay late to do that. You know, it really is just about blocking and tackling and getting organized and
exactly
that type of thing. You know, I mean, we have some things. I had a guy send me I've got literally got pictures on my phone. and apparently he was not paying attention, and he hit a tractor trailer with his truck. One of our trailers behind it. Tractor trailer was doing 15. He was doing 70.
Holy.
Totaled his truck. Yeah, absolutely blew up his truck. Destroyed it.
Wow.
Our trailer, it bent the hitch down, bent the hitch underneath his truck, messed up the front nose cone of the trailer. He said, I took 6 bolts out of it, put a new hitch on the front of your trailer, and I'm driving it down the road. Your frame on your trailer held, everything on your trailer held, and my $60,000 truck is done. And it's done.
Wow, that's crazy.
We had another one last year where the guy did something, went down in a median, rolled over. He rolled over with a... It was one of our caps. So it wasn't a trailer. It was a cap on the back of the truck. And basically, he was told that cap, the metal framing, more or less a roll cage in it, was the only reason he didn't have that. The entire cab of his truck would have been crushed, and his chances of survival were somewhere below 5%.
Wow. So
yeah,
you guys
he posted that online and basically said, thanks.
Yeah.
You saved
my
life.
That's crazy.
So, you know, we've got stuff like that. We've got the product. It's just we got to get out of our own damn way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's our story. So I'm hoping that, you know, if these guys hit my number for 6 months in a row, this will be a different place to work.
Right.
And,
do you guys implement, like, 5S? The 5S, I forget what they're called. Paul, it's just like a more like...
We're doing some of the 5S stuff. We need to do more of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We just did a thing, I don't know, a week or so ago, where we, you know, moved a shelving unit so that we can, you know, bring the weld into this. You know, basically we bring stuff in the door, the guy starts on it, goes across the aisle, and then we had to move it back and around stuff. Now we're trying to do, boom, move it across the aisle, and then just step it right down the production line, spin it. You know, if it's a trailer, you know, haul it out the door. If it's
right.
Something goes on a truck, be able to back the truck in, put it up with our crane, drop it on the back of the truck, bolt it, and drive it out the door. You know, so it's boom, boom, boom. We're not working around shit. We're not having to move things 4 times.
Right.
You know, we're trying to do more of that. But yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, good. Okay. All right, Paul. I mean, it was good catching up with you, man. And, you know, sounds like you guys do have something. If they start hitting their numbers, you let me know. You guys need that fresh break. I'll definitely like to help you guys out.
Okay.
But, yeah, when's a good time, you know, to circle back and check in with you?
I would give it 4 months, because if they can hit the number for 4 months, we're going to start to feel something.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
You know, I haven't been here long enough, but I can tell you that, you know, the guys tell me about now is one of the times that business picks up, and they're right, because I more or less took 2 orders myself yesterday. I mean, I got them started. The other guy's going to follow through on them, and, you know, that's the better part of a week's worth of work. And we're
right.
booked through, right now we're almost booked through September. And by the end of this week, we'll be taking orders for October. So that's a good thing.
No, it's really good. You guys got to have work ahead of you. That's great. So yeah, I'll circle back with you in a couple of months, and you know, we'll see how things are going.
All right, that'll work. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Paul. Take care.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye.